Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
We've got Stu Berry, the man behind one of KZN's biggest events, Splashy Finn. He's joining us. Stu Berry, good morning.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Darren. Hello, Sky.
So, Stu,
thank you for joining us. We want to just get straight into it. We spoke a little bit now about your open letter. I mean, look, we love that it's all there. A lot of words, Stu, a lot of words. But we want to get, it was your response to Rage Festival being cancelled and all in general, basically what's happening and our industry finding a voice. What, Stu, is the main point that you want to get across to all of us?
So I think it was really just around challenging the perception that gathering outdoors is this massive no-no. And I've really spent some time with a lot of scientific colleagues of mine that I've got access to understand the science around it. And I suppose to use a very simple analogy is the infection rate outdoors is about 5%, whereas indoors about 41% on average across 4 or 5 top medical journal studies. So when you take raids that have got 1,400 people in a controlled environment, and this isn't even considering that they're vaccinated and testing, they would have about a 5% infection rate, whereas a wedding of 200 people indoors, which we all seem happy with, would have a greater infection rate and infect more people. So if we take the word super spreader, statistically, a 200-seater wedding indoors is actually more of a super spreader event than raids. And so I suppose the purpose of my letter was to say we need to desensitize around gathering outdoors, which is exactly what the president alluded to in his last speech. And we need to also just separate a bit from purely considering the infection rate. So when we say there's 16,000 infections, that number has to be relative to the deaths and relative to the hospitalization. Otherwise, the number itself just means nothing.
100%. Stu, I'm liking the fact that you're writing these letters, and we need people in the industry that are writing these letters. However, nothing's changed from in the last 2 years. There's two camps. You get the camp that don't believe in the lockdowns, and then you get the other camp that believes that we need to do whatever we do to curb this pandemic. And those two areas are just polarized. Very little gray area in between. And this letter serves to create a little bit of gray area for people to play in. My only a gripe is that you do use a broad brush when you refer to media, because we could be considered media, and we are always trying to cover all angles on this. And I think maybe if you do get a chance to do a spell check on that one, you just throw the word social in front of media, because I think the social media stories that are out there by the pseudo doctors and the pseudo scientists and the pseudo experts is what's most damaging. What do you think?
And I would agree totally with that. And I think when we refer to media, 99% of the people who have an issue with media at the moment, I suppose, focus on the sensationalized articles that are focused around clickbait. And I think, you know, to clarify that, and you're 100% right that I was journalistic in that, when we refer to the media, we refer to those that are purely trying to create hype around articles that created hype a year ago, for example, which is an example around rage. So you're absolutely right. There are some very good media out there. The problem is that they're not spending 50 Rand promoting their posts to each person's son.
And so
every single individual ends, or the majority of people end up with a false narrative as their first port of call.
Okay, thank you, Stu. You know what? I'm going to post your open letter, and I'm going to put the 80 Rand I won on Kooluminati on promotion.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to call you sir, because I've never called you by your name since you're quite a harsh ref, and you're actually good at making decisions. So I'm going to ask you a question now. If you're in charge of the regulations, what do you think is the best way forward
for the industry?
Good question.
I suppose I would listen, vaccination is clear, it's an exit plan that's there. We can see the example from the UK. So for me, I think we really need to be starting by opening up outdoor events and outdoor gatherings in controlled environments, and just desensitizing to the fact that gathering outdoors is this massive risk that we perceive.
Yeah, I think if anything, that you're gonna demystify that, and this letter is really, really important. One more opinion piece from Stu Berry. What do you think about vaccine mandates?
I think the trouble is that, and this is my concern, is that there's a real life scenario exit plan, and the majority of our society are potentially choosing not to take it up. So I understand why. I also understand why people want choice. What I can't understand is the person that sits back and disputes medical science. And also disputes whether there's a clear exit plan based on what we're seeing overseas.
Well, Stu Berry, I personally cannot wait to be hosting one of your events outdoors and having an absolute jewel with you. Your events are always the best. So all the best. And listen, Stu Berry's open letter, it's up on our website, ecr.co.za. Weigh in, give us your opinion, and more importantly, share this far and wide, because that's what we want to do, really, is everyone's polarized. Let's create a nice gray area where we can actually start having a conversation.
And think for yourself.
Yeah.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.